We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yesterday, we discussed a number of topics, including, of course, the Marlins, right?
Sure.
The Marlins were potentially screwing things up for the rest of baseball. If it turns out, especially if they're essentially kind of, you know, blazing through the protocols, mm-hmm. and then finding themselves testing positive for coronavirus. It's a bad look for the league. It's a bad look for sports. It's concerning to all of sports as to whether or not we can kind of follow enough directions to get through these seasons.
Right.
And you had asked him that it should be an easy prospect for baseball players. Like, we're only asking you to do a couple of months.
Like, it's 2 months.
Do a couple of months to keep things safe.
90 days max if you make it into the postseason and go all the way to the end.
And Matheny's reaction was interesting.
I agree with that to a point, but we also have guys in their 20s, and you know, they've got life that they're trying to live to, and many of them have kind of this routine, and it's easy to fall into that. You know what? I think we're good. Going to some of covering some of your bases, whether it's with the mask or washing the hands, and it could easily happen to anybody. And so we're just kind of staying on top of guys. It's just, listen, it's going to pay off in the long run for us as a club to be able to stay healthy. It gives us a competitive advantage. There's no doubt about it. But for us as torchbearers for the industry, we've got to try and go beyond what would be comfortable. But I think we look at 60 or 90 days as not being that big a deal, but that's a pretty long time. And especially when you start talking about guys that are younger and that are so socially active, and that's kind of their life. I think it is a big request. I do believe that our guys are going to be able to live up to it.
Not the answer you necessarily want to hear, but probably pretty realistic.
I think it's a realistic answer.
You're dealing with people.
Yeah.
And you're dealing with, at this point, 20-year-old people.
Yeah, well.
And nobody likes to be told what to do. And so it's unfortunate because, yeah, if you just told everybody, look, you know how serious this is? Mm-hmm. And your sport might shut down. You might not get paid.
Right.
You know, that would go a long way, but how many times can you... It's like being a parent, right?
Yeah, it really is.
At some point, personal responsibility has to take over, and mm-hmm. sometimes you can't control that.
But personal responsibility in this situation, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, could affect so many people. And part of the problem is, I think a lot of things affect a lot of people,
and people don't care.
Yeah, I know, but we've never seen anything like this before, where we're all basically tied together. Like, we're all tied together with a trickle down effect on this one, and this is, you know, a part of a problem that, you know, we're seeing with the Florida Marlins, and we saw it with Rutgers University the other day. Their football team went to a party. 15, you know, players on the Rutgers football team now have an outbreak, and they've had to shut down operations in Rutgers because of this. And this is the problem that I have. Like, you know, 60 days is really not a lot to ask. I don't care if you're 20, if you're 80, if you're two, 60 days is not a long period of time to say, hey, you know what? Sacrifice a couple of pops at the bar. Sacrifice, you know, going out on dates or whatever the case may be, or meeting some friends in some cities, you know, around the country. You can sacrifice that. And once this is all said and done, and the season is over, you can get back to doing whatever it is that you want to do. And I think at times we forget, like, these guys work for Major League Baseball. These guys are on scholarship at universities, and we need to have repercussions for players and guys and gals who don't follow the rules the proper way, because the trickle-down effect is enormous. enormous. Coming up at 8:15, we're going to talk to Marty Cordero, who runs the Omaha Storm Chasers. And I'm not supposed to say this with Ryan in the room, but Ryan said something yesterday on the show that had the Storm Chasers going, all right, we're calling into the show to talk about this. And I was listening to him on a podcast up in Omaha, and he was talking about the amazing trickle-down effect that sports has in this country and how he believes it is something that is necessary for this country. You know, one of those jobs that are important that you have to get back to work doing. And I agree to him. And if sports shuts down, it's not just the athletes that are out of work. There are so many other people that are employed and make a living off of professional sports in one way or the other, whether it's people in the front office, whether it's TV and radio broadcasters, cameramen, you know, people behind the scenes. Like, there's so many people that are impacted by these games being played. And so when athletes go out there and decide that they're going to go rogue or they're not going to do what they're supposed to do away from the facility, the trickle-down effect that that has on so many people is enormous. And that's why when I hear Matheny say it, I appreciate where he's going with that, and I understand what he's saying. But at the same time, sorry, this year's different. You just have to act different and do different things because the world is different. We're not living in 1995 or 2019 or somewhere like that where you can go out and hang out with your boys on the road and get plowed and wake up hungover and maybe you don't have a good game, but that only affects you and maybe your team. That doesn't affect a lot of other people if you go out and do the wrong thing away from, you know, the facility. And I just think this year, yeah, we're asking a little bit more. And quite honestly, if you don't want to play by those rules, as Lewis Riddick said on ESPN yesterday, then opt out and don't show up, because we need everybody to play by those rules to keep everybody safe.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.